I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
What do you want Rain to do?
Yes.
Well, first of all, a little sympathy.
Okay.
Do you feel bad for her?
No.
106.5 The End.
It's Friday. It's the annual Halloween show here on The Wake Up Call. And of all people, you would think that Katie, the Halloween queen, would be in a great mood. But, of course, she came in here not in a great mood. What's wrong?
Gavin is wearing a costume.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Gavin.
And you know what? I caught so much crap the second I walked out of my car.
Okay, hold on a second. He got out of his car and because his costume was Frankenstein and immediately started doing Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
So that is how I learned that he was wearing a costume.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pre-conversation about it, because I would have loved to get in on some costume fun. We're going to do costumes for the joke off, but that's a different kind of thing.
Right.
We do, like, so we come to work in a costume, and then we have a little swippy swap for the joke off. And you didn't even tell me that we were doing it. Kevin even asked last night in our group text, and this goes for you too, but no, you're out of it. You're safe today, Rain.
Thank you.
You're safe because you didn't wear a costume.
Oh,
unless your costume
okay,
is
this is what Kevin
student.
Texted. At 5 o'clock last night, Kevin said, was there a discussion on if we are dressing up tomorrow for our Halloween show? Katie said, I was wondering the same. And then Kevin said, and don't play the game where y'all tell us to dress up and then it's only me and Katie. OL. I think he meant LOL. So,
right.
And that's where it ended.
And then they both got mad at me,
Rain.
Right.
And I said, why do I need to be the decision maker?
You don't have to be the decision
you
maker.
You want to dress up, dress up.
But tell people what you're doing. Because we've been tricked in the past.
No, hold on. We're not girls going to a country show, okay? If you want to wear something,
why are you yelling?
Wait a minute.
She's pissing me
off.
Hold
on a second. First of all, A, no one made a decision on that text message, yes or no.
Correct.
There was somebody that was a yes, though.
Well, not on the text message. He made that conscious decision and didn't tell anybody.
For me.
I made that decision for me.
But no one responded, yes, guys, everyone dress up. No, guys, we're not going to do it because we're dressing up for the joke off. There was no answer, definitive answer. So,
right.
You're both wrong.
I'm not wrong. I made a decision for myself. She can do whatever she wants.
Fine, you're both right.
No,
Thank you, Rain. That's not right either. Thank you.
Why does it always have to be a group thing?
Because, Kevin, that's what we do.
He has never done it. It was asked in a group, and no one gave an answer.
Right.
I'm busy, too. That's why you and I didn't respond.
Right.
You like 30 seconds later sent an article about something. You weren't that busy.
I mean, that was for the show, and it was a half hour later.
Oh, sorry.
Still.
He just blew off the text message ahead of it.
So when did you decide that you were going to wear a costume?
This morning. And I was just grabbing it out of the closet.
You just have a Frankenstein costume hanging in the closet?
Because I went as Frankenstein last year. The head, I don't know why, but my kids love the Frankenstein head. It's because it's just the top.
Valentine's Day, Easter, Flag Day, doesn't matter.
Doesn't even have to be a holiday. They'll just put it on and run around.
Right.
So that was already out. And this, I saved the blazer part of it
because
I thought, you know what? This is actually kind of like a good, damaged blazer. This is multi-purpose.
I don't know why you don't save all of your Halloween costumes.
I have so much garbage in my house.
It's not garbage. You could reuse it for times like this.
I have so much stuff in my house.
All of the Halloween costumes that I've ever had over the last 10 years are all sitting in our office. I brought them in from home because I'm sure at some point...
It's shocking how much in this job...
Kevin's going to be like, guys, I want to dress up as Bob Ross for this Thursday party in March. Okay.
All right.
I need a big poofy brown wig. Don't worry. We got you covered.
Right.
Here's the problem. I am gun shy now because Gavin, a little bit of rain too, but mostly Gavin in the past pre-rain has gone out of his way to trick me on Halloween.
Mm.
And like Kevin said in his text, we've done the either just me or just Kevin and I show up in a costume being told that everybody's wearing a costume. Then we feel silly. Or everybody wears a costume, but they purposely don't tell me and Kevin, and then we feel left out.
Why don't you?
So, what, this is your fault.
What makes you happy?
When we do things as a group.
Okay, well then why don't you just do it and then get Kevin to do it, and then you are our group. You are a pair.
Turn Kevin's microphone on. He's in here.
I know. Yeah.
I'm so pissed, Gavin.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's either an all for all or one for nothing.
Zach, I couldn't have said it better myself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.